I've played with Claude Fable a lot on Friday. It's a really good model. Now let me preface this by saying that I did not look at any of the code because I was just whipping up games, moving on from productivity apps. Who needs productivity tools anymore? Just go make your own. Productivity tools are dead. I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, that was my only skill set, is making productivity apps, and now, you can rebuild my entire career in 15 minutes. So I moved on to making games, and I suggest you do the same. So I was making a bunch of games. I think I made about 3 to 4 game concepts Friday morning through the afternoon. And I gotta be honest, there wasn't anything that I could throw at it that it couldn't do. And I also gotta be honest, Anthropic's $200 plan is extremely generous, man. For $200, you're getting $8,000 worth of usage according to SemiAnalysis. Anthropic's doing crazy stuff. They've had an incredible week, and that week has come to an end. Look, the state of where we are in AI today is because it's become a political game for the giants, for the gods, the titans of industry. And when you play those kind of games at that level, the rest of us, it's just a game of information, and we don't have that information. So I can't come here and sit here and say, oh, the real reason the US government did this and the real reason DARPA did this. I don't know. We have to wait for the little trickle of news to come down and sources confiding in some journalist, making things up, probably exaggerating, depending on the sources, the kind of story you'll get. If the source is from Anthropic, you'll get a different story than if the source is from the US government. And I don't really like these games too much. I don't really like the game of politics because it's an information asymmetry game. It's about who has the information. And peasants like you and me, we're not privy to any of it. We're not privy to any of the insider information that would allow us to form an accurate assessment of why anyone is acting the way they do. And it's why I really don't enjoy politics in the first place. But what we can do is just assess the recent patterns of behavior we've seen from these various entities. When in doubt, assume it's about power and capital. Power and money, nothing else has ever mattered. Safety has never mattered to anyone. The idea that the US government got spooked safety-wise, like a Fable did something and spooked everyone, that just didn't happen. It just simply didn't happen. What I think it is simply is that Anthropic has gotten too much power, way too much power. They are kicking everyone's ass. They're way ahead of all the other labs. And those labs have a lot of influence on the government. A lot of IPO stuff going on. Everything's very tense. And Anthropic is just running circles around everyone right now. Usually it would be that Anthropic releases a good model, then OpenAI releases a good model, then Gemini releases a good model, Google releases a good model, and there's a little wheel, and it says, introducing the world's best model. And it says Anthropic. Then it goes next quarter, introducing the world's best model, OpenAI. And it's a little circle of life here, and it says, you are here every time someone releases a breathtaking new model. But Anthropic has been dominating that wheel for the last like 2 or 3 cycles now. It's been Anthropic releasing the best model, and no one else has been doing anything. They have the best talent. Most people want to work there. They are more valuable. They are valued more than OpenAI, which is crazy. I mean, Anthropic was an underdog, man, just a year or two ago. Their share of the enterprise API market is 90%, something like that. OpenAI's is like 10%. It cannot be overstated just how badly and sorely OpenAI has lost to Anthropic. And once you gain a lead like that with something like Mythos and Fable, it's going to be hard for people to catch up. And so now the government steps in and says, guys, play fair, huh? You're kicking everyone's ass. Let's slow down a little bit, huh? Let the others have a fair shot at this. So in principle, it's not really that complicated. Now the particulars, again, it's just about the information that is available to us. Now Politico did put out the latest and greatest in terms of what exactly happened, and it's really bizarre. There's bizarre details like The U.S. government made up the fact that when they tried to get a hold of Dario on Friday, he was at a wellness retreat. They tried to come up with the softest soy boy way to make him look like a little pussy. And Anthropic denies that. They're like, dude, that is a total blatant lie. Like, he was unavailable for like an hour. They gave them someone else, and then he got on the phone immediately. He was not at a wellness retreat. And I happen to believe Anthropic here. Like, I don't see why they would... You know, there's going to be liars on both sides here. I'm not, like, unilaterally believing Anthropic and everything. But I didn't believe that when they first said it. Dario was at a wellness retreat. You know, I wouldn't put it past Dario, but that's just such a funny detail. It's a game of power. It's a game of propaganda. So this all started, you know, as the news began to trickle in, we started hearing that Amazon CEO Andy Jassy was the snitch. What it seemed like was that he hit up the White House. Is like, yo guys, Fables is not safe, man. We asked it to find bugs in our code base, and it found a couple bugs, and we were not happy about that. So please take this model down. Which, what the fuck has AI been doing, man, for the last 2 years? You ask it to find bugs, it finds the bugs. Such a dumb, you know. It's like, dude, this is the whole point of these models, is to find bugs. The idea that it found some like critical bug. Anyway, what it was, now we find out that the White House actually reached out to Andy Jassy for comments and for advice. And they're like, and Andy's like, well, let me give, you know, he was on the phone with the White House. He's like, let me launch Fable real quick. He gave it his stupid pet project, which probably one-shotted him. His little demo is like, find me a bug, and it found a bug. And it's like, yeah, this is real, man. This thing finds bugs. And that was all they needed to hear. By Friday morning, the issue had reached the highest levels of the White House. So it says, following the meeting, the administration attempted to reach Amodei, but was told he was unavailable because he was attending a wellness retreat. A spokesperson for Anthropic rejected the claim and saying this was absolutely false. It's just a game of power, man. It's a Game of Thrones. That's all it is. If you've ever watched Game of Thrones, probably we need a show, a game of AI. I would nominate Sam Altman to play Littlefinger. Sam Altman, as we know, is the Littlefinger of Silicon Valley. He plays all sides. You kind of like him, but you kind of hate it. You kind of detest him. He ends up, well, I don't want to spoil it, but... During the calls, Amodei tried to clear up what he assumed was a misunderstanding. So, you know, the big, the weirdest thing, of course, is that Dario has been advocating for, he's been begging for regulation, he's been begging for exactly this, and so it's a little weird that he's confused. So, look, there's a couple ways we could read this. You know, just because we're reading this blog post here by Politico, it doesn't mean this is actually the real reason for everything. This is the Game of Thrones. The rich people are playing games that we peasants will never ever be privy to. There will always be some details about this that we'll never really find out the true thing, the true nature behind it. There's a couple of different ways, percentages that I would give to various different scenarios. One is that there's a 10% chance that everyone is just, give it 10%, man. It's not zero, that everyone's playing some kind of really sophisticated game of power, and they all secretly want this. Because Dario's been begging for this. He's like, please introduce a process by which companies are required to put their model through a review process, because this is getting serious. He wants the government, he said before, he wants the government to have the ability to take models off the market. And here's, they've done exactly this, and now he's like, well, not like this. And I give it a 10% chance, unlikely, that they're all sort of colluding on something. It might take that shape or something. But a couple other scenarios, of course, the underlying thread behind all this is that it's a game of power, it's a Game of Thrones, and it's a simple thing that Anthropic, it stands to be one of the most valuable companies in the world. It is very, very powerful. And the White House, the government, wants a little control in that. And maybe wants a little stake, too. Wants a little piece of the IPO action. I give that a 45% chance of being the case, that a bunch of just individuals in the U.S. government wanted a piece of that IPO. And so now they're playing hardball. They're showing them what power they have to jeopardize their IPO. and presumably some kind of clearing up about some the clearing up of all this will be some kind of under the table financial play that will allow the most powerful people in Washington to get a piece of this action. Again, this isn't about safety at all. I give that a 45% chance. What else? How much do we have left? We have Visa 55. We have 45%. Yeah, the other Mark Andreessen said in response to all this that 5D chess doesn't actually exist. It's all just people improvising. And I sort of believe that on a major philosophical level, that 5D chess is really hard to plan ahead. Like, it's very hard to design all this. Like, you have some end goal, and to get to the end goal, let's say Anthropic has some end goal, and to get to that end goal, they design a series of plans. First, we'll release the model. Second, we'll collude with the U.S. government. They'll issue a takedown. We'll reject it. Blah. Yeah, that's 5D chess. And it's the same with the government. Well, the government, it's definitely a game of chess. 5D, I don't know about that. So, yeah, the other major possibility is that it's just people figuring things out, doing stupid things, reacting emotionally, some guy being butthurt about a missed call, someone ignoring their text message, so they take down their whole model. It's, you know, stupid things like that. That's a huge part of how this works. It's like when you watch, there's a bunch of different political shows that you could watch. There's Veep, there's The West Wing. What else is a good one? Yeah, let's just compare The Veep and The West Wing. And when you watch those shows, you're like, oh, I bet this is how it really is. So when you're watching The West Wing, you're like, wow. It's like you feel a sense of like pride and awe, and you're like, wow, this is just people trying their best, wanting to do good, but things fall through. And then you watch Veep, and you're like, no, this is probably what's really going on. Just a bunch of idiots just fumbling around trying to like hit some, you know, accomplish some silly goal for the day. And it's just about pride and ego. And so probably it's a fusion of all these things. So, of course, before, you know, Politico is reporting that before Anthropic even released this model, the White House begged it not to release it. Again, probably a power play. I don't see that the government would be like, please don't release this model, it's too scary. And again, the game of power here is that Anthropic really shit the bed with the U.S. government a couple months ago when the Pentagon wanted, you know, unbounded access to the model to do things like autonomous weapons and even apparently spying programs. And Anthropic said no. And so this is a little slapback, right? You can't make a move like that on the U.S. government. I mean, the egos there are insane. Too much. Yeah, Anthropic has too much power. And anything that could be done to suppress that power a little bit, to put them in check, is what will be done. The equilibrium must be found, and here is an attempt at finding that equilibrium. Will it be pretty? No, it's rather ugly. Shortly after the call, the Trump administration imposed its export control on Fable 5, restricting access to, or banning access to, foreign nationals, which, of course, means that people working at Anthropic, like Andre Kripathi, who allegedly is not a U.S. citizen, I mean, nobody really knows, it's just a bunch of weird tweets about that, but if this is the case, then even Anthropic's own employees will not be able to access this model. The White House gave 90 minutes to take the model down with no details on the actual threat. The person said there was never any begging or asking for them to work with us, just a declared 90-minute deadline. Just stupid people games, man, just rich people games here. So look, we don't have to read this whole article again. You know, the core of the premise is that Dario distinguishes between a specialized jailbreak and a universal jailbreak. A universal jailbreak is like you can get the model to do anything. Here, it was like a little edge case. So Dario, you know, they showed the proof of concept apparently to Dario, and Dario's like, this? Like, this is what you guys are talking about? It was, like, clearly, if it was actually, like, a serious issue, you know, Dario, of all people, I believe he would take it down, but I don't think this was an actual serious issue. This was a false flag. So, overall, look, I assume that many of you enjoy politics as little as I do. You know, I'm a tech person, which AI is just the beautiful intersection of like every field. It's incredible. It's like tech, it's philosophy, it's politics. It's a beautiful topic. It's got a little bit of everything for everyone. What I will say is regarding the technical abilities of the model, look, When I was playing with it, I wasn't looking at the code, right? And when you don't look at the code, you're bound to get really impressed by what you see, because for a couple models now, this isn't unique to Fable. You ask it to make some initial proof of concept, and it does a really good job. So I asked it to make some really cool, like, Factorio-type games in the web browser, and it did a really good job. And I asked it to make some changes that were non-trivial. It did a good job. I went through like 5 or 6 rounds of rewrites to the core game mechanics. It didn't stumble. It did a good job. And here's the thing. This is the part that one-shots everyone, right? This is why executives get one-shotted. They do the same thing that I did. They take a Friday, a Saturday. They throw everything that they can think at it, and they get really impressed by the end result. That's not how you want to judge these things. You want to be looking at the code. It's like Andre Karpathy said, when you look at the code, it gives him a heart attack. But if you don't, you can save yourself the heart attack. Serious engineering, when you're creating products for millions of people, you have to look at the code. That's a non-negotiable. What I was doing, just prototyping, the code was irrelevant. There's no reason for me to I threw away all the games. I didn't keep any of them. They were cool proof of concepts, but I didn't... Mechanics were off. The addiction wasn't there. The motivation wasn't there. I was like, why should I keep playing this game? I got bored. So, if I was reading all that code, it would have been a huge waste of time. I mean, presumably nothing has really changed with code quality. It's really hard. LLMs really struggle with code quality. They don't really think long term. They just think about how to solve the current problem, which, again, isn't a huge deal breaker in all cases, because some engineers are like that too. Not all engineers write beautiful code. Some of them, mostly the junior ones, just try to think short term on the task, accomplishing the task itself. And, it's important to recognize that the common thread for my session on that day from 8 a.m. to, 3 p.m. or something, was that I was sitting there. I was sitting there prompting it nonstop. There was the human with the intention, trying to, had a goal in mind. The model by itself is just sitting there. It does nothing. And so it needs me. It needs me to guide it, direct it, to assess its quality, to assess its results. And so, yeah, I'm not so sure about, I'm not so spooked about this thing replacing us. I don't know where that ever came from, right? Yeah, and you notice that a lot of companies are now changing their tune on that. They're like, no, it's not going to replace us, it's going to augment us. The cynical read is like, oh, the backlash made the companies change their tune. I think it's just everyone sobering up and being like, guys, come on. It's a really cool calculator. I don't mean that disparagingly, but I mean it to say it's an inanimate object that has no sense of agency. It needs direction. Fable can work very long, actually. That's what's really cool about it. You don't need to step in. It takes its time. You sense that in previous models. It really tried to rush through everything. It wanted to finish. Fable's really patient. Opus 2, maybe. I'll be honest. I haven't went in and built something big like this for a couple of models now. Probably the last time I really went deep is like 4.6 or something. So what I hear too is that, ChatGPT 5.5 is capable of much of the same. So all this to say, yeah, I don't know. This whole AI replaces people. I don't know. I don't, I just don't see that. Now, will it, I don't know, can less people do more? Yes. But of course, I don't want to keep bringing this up. It's like, yeah, we know less people can now do more, but now the gap closes and companies can do more, blah, 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 blah. We've made the same arguments thousands of times. I'm not going to sit here trying to reassure you. What's important to know is that fundamentally this technology does not replace humans. It empowers them. This model is nothing without me. So yeah, I think fundamentally we've made a category error on this technology. Not to say that there isn't going to be disruption. I'm not going to sit here and say that everything's going to be fine, that no one's going to lose their jobs. It's going to be turbulent. It's going to be weird. It's going to be shaky. We're going to have to figure all this out. And as for what my stance is, I've been posting a few tweets on my ex, and someone asked me, it's like, what do you even believe, bro? One day you say this. One day you say it's an autocomplete. One day you say it's super powerful. One day you say Anthropic has too much power. It's got us all in a chokehold. And I said, it's all true. It's all true. Like, everything is simultaneously true. And it is autocomplete, but it's like, how useful can that be? And it turns out, man, it's pretty damn useful, huh? So, you know, as for me, nothing has really changed for me. Like, you might say, you watch this and think, oh, Mo has changed his tune. He saw Fable and he's not going to call it autocomplete anymore. He's been one shot. It's like, no, it's always been complicated for me. If you've watched all my videos, you sense that I've not always 100% there. I hold reservations. I'm just like you. I'm trying these things out. I'm figuring things out. I get confused. I get lost. I get confident. I get doubtful. You know, even the people building this technology admit that they don't really understand what will happen. Nobody does. And so, as you can see, this is a conversational video, and I think this is the kind of style of videos I'll be doing from here on out. Drinking some coffee, having a little chat. If it's funny, it's funny. If it's not funny, like this one, it's not funny. But hopefully we can just talk about things, have a place to hang out and share our thoughts. I know a lot of you will have good comments and your own opinion about what's happening here. So thank you for spending your Sunday with me if you're watching it today. And I will catch you in the next one.